I'd like to call the meeting to order at 7:00. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I would like to take a quick moment of silence to remember our mayor, Andy. Thank you. I threw something together here quick. I wasn't quite sure what to write, but here it is. I'd like to take a moment to remember our former mayor, Andy Arnold. In January of 2021, Andy and I took the oath of office right here. Did we know what to expect? Absolutely not. We had no clue. We laughed. He made the comment our first night, will two Andys make a right? I don't know. We'll find out, he said. Andy was a great leader. He made sound decisions based on what he thought was right for the citizens of Janesville. Those shoes cannot be filled. I spoke with Andy 5 days before he passed, and we talked about me finishing his term as mayor. I had no idea that it would come this soon, but I am honored to try for him. He will be missed and remembered for his quick wit and decision making and pity laughs at Clinton's dad jokes.
Yep. You even got that in writing?
I did. That's why I wanted to hear one. May you rest in peace, Andy, and thank you for your service. That's it. We do have a plaque that I would like to give to Sarah for Andy's time as mayor.
Thank you.
Item number two, city council vacancy and name new mayor.
Yes, according to law, when there is a vacancy, the council needs to declare the vacancy, and then we need to fill that vacancy. So resolution number 11 tonight calls for the recognizing the vacancy, and then the last portion there puts our mayor pro tem, Andy Allman, as the current mayor.
Once we declare a vacancy, are we allowed to appoint somebody, or do we need to hold an election?
If the person has less than half their term left, you can appoint. If they have more than half, you can choose to either appoint or have an election.
So in this case, we could appoint.
You could appoint until the end of December. Yep.
So with that being said, I feel that we should try and appoint somebody.
Yep.
What do we think of that?
That's kind of what I was thinking. We have 7 months.
Yep. So, I don't know, put some feelers out there, and there are a couple people I've talked to that may have showed interest, and we'll discuss that.
You need me to make a motion for this resolution?
Yeah.
Make a motion for this resolution.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Pass 4-0.
Another thing we should do tonight is determine which council member is going to serve on the boards that Andy was on. He was on the Utility Commission, and he was also on the Personnel Committee. So if we can do that tonight, anybody volunteer for that, those?
Well, you would ask me to be on the Personnel Committee, so I will take that one. Providing it's okay with everybody else.
I agree.
What time did the Utility Board, is that 5:30?
5:30.
Okay, I could do that.
If everybody is fine with that, can I have a motion to make those appointments?
I'll second his motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 4-0.
All right.
And then for the new mayor, is that, I didn't see the...
You're on number 11.
That was that first resolution.
Oh, that was it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, two of them on there.
All right, moving on. Approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections?
I have none.
Motion to approve the agenda is written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Four oh.
Yep.
Okay. Consent agenda.
Yes, attached to tonight's consent agenda, you have the minutes from our last council meeting, March 9th. You have the receivables and the payables. There's three sets of payables. And I just wanted to point out that in these, I can't pronounce words, I'm going to try, but remember Joe was here last meeting and he talked about a columbarium?
Mm-hmm.
Did I do it right?
Yep.
Okay. That's in there. You'll see that tonight. That's like $78,000. Then the first half taxes that we have on certain city properties, they were due, so you'll see that in there. And then, like I mentioned in the last couple of meetings, you know, this is kind of the time of the year where a lot of employees go to training and stuff, so you'll see some of that in tonight's payables as well. Do you have anything else, Sarah Jill?
It was April 13th.
What's it?
The minutes from April
13th. Oh. I got to fix that on the agenda. Sarah Jill was gone last week, so I didn't get any help with this.
Yeah.
I think you just refereed it.
Amazing anything got done.
Exactly. Anything else for the consent agenda?
That's all I have.
Motion to approve consent agenda?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 4-0. Public forum. Do we have anybody here that would like to speak through public forum? Public forum. Moving on, notices and communication.
I just handed you a magazine that came from the League of Cities that came in today's mail. Also in your packet, there is a, Sarah Arnold does have this letter, but the City of Pemberton is kind enough to write a letter to the city and to the Arnold family with their condolences. I thought that was really super cool. So I wanted to put that in tonight's packet. And that's all I have.
Council reports.
Yeah, EDA has not met since the last time we met. We'll be meeting tomorrow. Park Road, for the most part, in our last meeting, agreed to move ahead with the window replacement. There's some fumbling around of the numbers and where the cash is actually going to come from, but we have enough money to get the job done, so we'll see where they're at when we meet again this month.
I don't have much. The, we'll be filling the police job soon. Golf course, everything's full steam ahead out there. I know it's been super busy. I haven't got any numbers or anything from Kevin, but I know they're very busy out there, so that is a good thing.
What's your score?
Oh, I'm terrible.
Okay.
50,
probably.
I pay for every square inch of that membership out there. Kyle?
Park board met on the 27th. We talked about a lot. We went over some new park equipment that we're potentially going to buy this year, doing zip lines or bench, a swinging bench. I think we did kind of narrow it down and come to a decision, but haven't made it official yet. Looking for pricing and stuff like that to hopefully get it on to order this year. We went over Songs of the Park. We all have a listing here of all the different bands, everything. There was still an opening for a food truck, which Paul was going to look into.
Yeah, Paul's here tonight.
He's here. I'm sure he can fill in a lot better than I can. There was Jacob Lurkey. He had been contacted by a, I can't remember the name of him, but this
what? Ship.
By ship.
Letter P, everybody.
Yes, S-H-I-P. They want to give us money to work on our parks in very dedicated lanes. We can't get park equipment from what I understand, but we might be able to do benches, lighting, stuff like that. He was going to respond to her, and she was going to come to one of our meetings and give a whole presentation on what she could do for us and go from there. And then there was a brief conversation about changing, renaming a park.
We'll probably
end up talking about that a little bit. Moving on, Planning Commission met on the 29th. We spent the entire time talking about how do we pull in more businesses. A lot of it falls around is updating our infrastructure. Potentially, the grants aren't there, so potentially Janesville maybe just needs to be proactive. Buy the lots ourselves, get the infrastructure out there ourselves, and just be ready for these people to come in. There was a large name that wanted to potentially come to town. Robert Burns was, as always, talking very heavily about them. I can't say I disagree with him. I did tell him that probably for the council's sake, if he could get a letter of intent, it might help move things in the right direction instead of them waiting for us and us waiting for them. But essentially, just Painful being proactive, getting businesses, taking a page out of Mountain Lake's book, I believe it was, and just the city supporting it. And then, you know.
Very good.
Nurse home, running right along. Census is up, so they're doing good.
Very good. Administrator report.
Trying to find it. I can never find this.
In your packet tonight, the April reconciliation is in there from the bank. You have your cash balance report. Police chief opening, the applications were due by 4:30 today, Monday, May 11th at 4:30. So I'm just letting you know that we did get three applications. And now that we actually have a personnel committee, the personnel committee should get together and talk about what we want to do next. I'm just going to flat out recommend we interview all three. You know, for starters. So, the three of us will figure out a time to get together for that.
Okay.
And then, over the next, I would like to maybe begin this month, but I would like us to consider meeting twice a month again as we start rolling with budgets, We have some, Joel's working on getting some bids and stuff for our CIP street projects or improvements, and I just don't know if we want to wait a whole month. You know, if he gets good bids, it'd be great to award them and approve them sooner than later, so there's more of the summer that they can do the work. Is it okay if we meet twice a month? Typically, it's the second and fourth Monday.
I guess I would like to see that, too. Andy was so good at budgeting, I think we're going to miss that. It will help the rest of us get up to speed where we really need to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you are okay with that, now here comes the first curveball, right? We're Blylevin at the table here. The fourth Monday of May is Memorial Day, so we can't meet, and the park board discussed that. The park board is meeting Wednesday the 27th instead of the 25th with the city council. Can we meet that night, the 27th?
I mean, I'm going to be here anyway, so.
Yeah, true.
Can I get out of the big book?
We can, or if we... Or if we wanted to start the two a month in June, I guess.
Yeah,
either way, I guess it's fine with me.
Okay.
Unless you have a reason to meet in May.
Well, I mean, if Joel gets a couple good quotes, it might be worth, maybe I'll just see if we can just have a quick special meeting maybe before that. Okay. And then the other thing, speaking of calendars, I'm going to be gone at literally half of June. Be at Willem's wedding, and then the league has their conference at the end of June. So I just put the dates in the memo there when I won't be here. And Ivan's already going to order pizzas and everything for everybody else when I'm not here. He was talking about it this morning.
He was talking about what?
I can hear everything that said.
Did you just ixnay May, or did you start it in June?
I think you want to start in June, right?
I said I was bringing hats and cake.
We'll meet in May and go get some good news.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so June. And that's it. The last final thing is the weekly, mailing from the coalition. Legislature is still in session, so I think anyway. That's all I have.
Thank you. Person next to him has to motion to accept his report. That was always my job sitting next to him.
Oh, I will make a motion to accept his report.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 4-0.
Oh, aye.
Staff reports.
Yeah, so our department heads tonight will be police and fire. You do have the first quarter police department report in the packet there if you have any questions for Mark. If you have any questions for Mike on fire related items, do you guys have anything?
I do.
Okay.
We currently have 13 air packs. Currently three of them are in the shop. We've been down about eight the last year. Rotating them out of the shop, getting fixed. The most recent packs we had that I can get records of are 2004, so we're like 15 year shelf life. We're looking at getting some new air packs. We do have money in our capital expenditures. We do realize that it'll push our next vehicle back, tanker back, probably a year, year and a half. Buy air packs, because then if you change their rules now, we have to have 45-minute bottles, 4,500 PSI bottles instead of 216s, which we have now. We're not set up for that to refill them, so it's going to be in a compressor too. So we're looking at about 220,000. Just want to let you know we are out looking for that right now. We currently don't feel that our packs are having that many in the shop all the time. Trying to find them, get us through is a good idea. Just want you guys aware of that. Sometime this summer I'll be coming to you with spend some money on capital expenditures.
You said these were, the ones you were using are 14?
2004. 2004.
2004, okay. Well, then what are you waiting for?
I need your guys' blessing. It's a lot of money.
I understand that, but it's a safety issue, and I struggle when we're taking our time on that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm guessing you're in the process of pricing and all that?
Yeah, we made it together, and they've met with a couple vendors already. We're moving ahead, but when we decide where we're going to go, I'll want you guys aware that I'm going to be coming to you for that in the future, in the near future.
Or if they get numbers quickly, do you want to make a motion for them to spend up to X number of dollars on these?
What do we have available?
Well, there's like 300,000 in that fund, isn't it, Mike? Something like that.
Yeah.
303 or something.
$100, I would like to see the council
okay.
approve it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I just want to make you aware that it's coming.
For something like that, that's fairly important. I would say if you get a good deal, I'd be willing to meet outside of normal things to approve that, just to get it done. And
sure. Can look into that.
The lead time on those have come down a lot. During COVID, it was a couple of years before you could see them when you order them. They're about 6 weeks now, I guess.
Okay.
For most of the vendors.
Thanks, Mike.
And then, Mark, did you have anything?
No.
You don't want to ask the money, too?
Do I want to read it out loud? No, I don't.
Is there anything you'd like to point out to us?
Is there anything you'd like to point out to me?
No, I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Usually the chief stands at the podium when he's giving his report.
That is accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, we're happy to see you, but I think the less we have to talk to you, the better job we're doing. So.
Hey, that's why you never, that's why Kyle never calls me.
Yeah.
Would you like to stand up there?
You got nothing to say, I'm
quiet. All right, well,
thanks,
thank
Mark.
You, gentlemen.
Janesville Night Out Plans, August 6th.
Yes, let me try to pull that up here, Paul. There it is.
Okay, I'm going to make this really short because, quite honestly, I want to get home to watch Wild. So, everything was in place. We did not get the main grant that we get other years, but as it turned out, I had a fair amount to carry over. And as it turns out, we're going to have a fair amount to carry over this year after all the sponsorships and the other grants and stuff came in. So it actually worked out okay. I had to make minimal adjustments on what I was going to do, so it worked out okay. You'll see here the list of the artists and the food trucks on the right-hand side, just kind of listing, so more informative than anything. Talked at the park board about having hot dogs. I checked prices just real quick and general ideas. That total amount is at the bottom, so it's really pretty minimal. I didn't think it was too bad at all. The only thing is I will be hitting everyone up here to if they can volunteer to serve hot dogs that day. So the plan is to have 225 hot dogs just to people, you know.
Nobody needs to know who I am.
Each person have one, you know, limit to one per person. Limited amount, when they're gone kind of thing. We're also having a food truck that night. I talked to Mark from Infinity, and he said, yeah, he thought it would be worthwhile. So they're going to be there that night, too. So really, that's the only other thing I've got. The farmer's market, if you see the farmer's market, that's starting Hay Day's weekend, but that seemed to be a good weekend to started. So the only other thing I point out, July, tentatively, and I think it's going to stick here, is July 23rd, the plan is to have a pie social. We can get pies from the dam store. There will be a charge for the slice of pie, but I'm not doing it to make money on it. I'm doing it just to bring people in. So, the price will be minimal, but, that kind of thing. I just thought it might bring some people in and give people a chance to eat pie. So I think that's really all I've got, unless there's any questions.
I just have one question. What time do your musical acts begin?
They start at, now I got to think, they start at 5:30 to 8. They run 5:30 up until September. And September they start 5 to 7:30 because it gets dark so much faster.
Is that just the park
we're in? Yeah. So Veterans Memorial, a great place for to have it. I mean, whoever designed it set it up perfectly, so it's a really good place to have it. We did talk, Clinton, about paying for it and all that, and we don't have to go over that now. But I know you had some kind of plan or something. So slush fund was that.
Going to go live.
No, I'm just kidding. So, otherwise, unless anybody has questions, I think I'm good.
All right.
Good. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks for your hard work on this, too.
Fire.
Go wild.
Exactly.
Fill in the vacancy on the EDA.
Yes, Mike Danbury was on the EDA, and he recently resigned just due to scheduling conflicts. His term went through December 31 of 2029. So resolution number 12 identifies that vacancy, and then resolution 13 is going to name Alice Fennig, who has volunteered to fill his empty seat.
You want one motion or two?
Probably better do two just to be safe.
Motion to approve resolution 2026-12.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
4-0.
Motion to approve resolution 2026-13.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
4-0.
Man, this is hard.
Public safety. Increase fire district coverage for Ray. Whoops.
We got one more.
Terminated.
Look at that. I already skipped one.
Okay. It's your first name.
Item C. Terminating Midwest Municipal Gas Agreement.
Yes. So years ago, the city utility and the city of Janesville signed into this MMPG agreement with the rest of the consortium that we have our electric power with. This municipal gas agency no longer really exists anymore, and it's just not needed. So the board of directors and the attorneys at the Compass, the CMMPA, are recommending that each utility and each city council in these communities just get rid of the agreement because we don't need it anymore. They don't exist. But remember I told you Sarah Jo was gone last week.
How do you spell terminate? You'd thought the computer would have caught that.
You'd have to know how to use spell check, right?
I just looked for the squiggly red line, So anyway, Andy, the resolution in your folder to sign, it's spelled correctly.
Okay. I motion we approve resolution 2026-14. All in favor?
Aye.
4-0. Now we can talk about the district coverage for Luray Township.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. Kurt Anderson, Luray Township. Phyllis and Mike are both here. We're the three supervisors for Janesville Township. For Luray Township. I'd like to begin by expressing condolences to the loss of the mayor.
Thank you.
So, in Luray Township, Township, we have 32 sections, and we have fire coverage from four different fire departments. We have Madison Lake, we have St. Clair, we have Janesville, and we have Eagle Lake. And they each take about eight sections. We've been very pleased with the job that the Janesville Fire Department has been doing, and we've enjoyed working with the city council and fire board to negotiate and come up with what we believe are reasonable terms for fire coverage for everyone. And unfortunately, we cannot say that about our relationship with City of Madison Lake and their fire department. They basically just want to issue ultimatums, and they're becoming more and more unaffordable. We're paying 10 times the cost per section for fire coverage from Janesville, or from Madison Lake, as we are from Janesville. And we've tried to address that. We've requested meetings. We've attended a handful of meetings with them, and they're not interested in discussing or negotiating anything with us. They're basically issuing ultimatums. And at our last meeting, we were told that if we didn't like the terms, that we should build our own fire hall and start our own fire department. And so we kind of anticipated from past experience, because we've kind of been struggling with those guys for a couple of years. So we brought the issue to our voters at our annual meeting in March and requested permission to no longer seek coverage from Madison Lake, but to request it from Janesville and some of our other providers to fill that void. And so what we're here tonight for is to request that you consider expanding the coverage area to help us out. We would like you to pick up the east side of Madison Lake coverage in Leroy Township. So we're looking at we'd like you to pick up the west half of Section 1. Section 2 is basically just the peninsula out in the lake. Most of Section 2 is water, but there's a lot of houses out on that point. And then we'd like you to pick up the west half of Section 12. You're already doing the east half on that one. And then pick up Section 11. That would kind of square out the coverage area that you have right now. And if the chief thinks that this is doable, we would really like you to pick up Section 15. You're already doing 14. If you pick up 15 and 10, between the County Road 17 and the four lane on Highway 14, you got excellent routes to get to those properties, and so we don't think that it's going to create an unacceptable response time, but we're not the experts on that. We kind of rely on the chief for his expertise on that.
Kurt, I have a couple of concerns. One concern is the 9 mile corner. That would be separated between multiple departments, so an accident there, which it is prone to, could be confusing to responders, or who to call to get response.
Let me just take a look at it.
Should I do this map instead?
Section 15 and Section 10. That's kind of a junction point there.
Yep.
Eagle Lake is taking 16. That's part of our coverage with them. So they um,
Mike, do you have anything to add on this?
I do. I drove it from a fire hall to the DNR. Get up to the map here and kind of show you. Down at the west side of the lake. I get there, 16 minutes driving in my van to get down in here from our fire hall. You got to remember that you're going through Bloor County Dispatch. They had transferred to Waseca County. It doesn't happen instantly. And we get paged out, and we get that much response time. I'll keep you by the other one, Clint.
The other one?
Friday night, we were out in a grass fire. Right here. If we haven't got a medical at that point, it's almost 50 minutes to get there.
What does it take you to get to that grass fire on the south end?
That was about 12 minutes. I don't know if the citizens are well informed that it's a heart attack or a fire in your area, that long response time to me would not be acceptable. I mean, we can take it, and I have some concerns of how our contracts are done. Some of you guys weren't involved in contracts. We take our operating budget and the last 3 years, three-year contract. We take how many city calls we have, how many rural calls we have, and I say it's 70-30 mm-hmm. in the city. I'm just throwing up numbers. I don't know exactly what they are, but pretty round numbers, that's what we charge the rural sections. And then we divide that per section, whatever that is. That's what they pay per section. We're adding sections here. We're going to add a lot more calls. I don't see any difference in it's a disadvantage of the city to run more calls without adding dollars to our, 3-4 years down the road, when we get a new contract, it'll start reflecting that. But all of the other townships need to be involved in this decision too, I think.
I'm pretty concerned with the response time on this as well, because
I'm concerned with response time. There's some liability with us if we get there.
20 minutes for a medical call. If somebody's having a heart attack and you put a deputy to do CPR for 20 minutes, doing CPR for a 2-minute round is exhausting. But if you only have one deputy on scene and you're going to try to rely on bystanders to help that deputy, I mean, that person is not going to survive. If you have a house fire and you've got us responding, a 20-minute response time, we still have to leave our house. We still have to drive up to the fire department. We still have to pick what trucks we're going to take. We have to get all the people up there. We have to get our gear. And then we have to drive to Madison Lake. That could be a 25, almost a 30-minute response time. By the time we get there, that house is going to be gone. There's not going to be anything to salvage.
With all due respect, to address the cost issue on it, you make a valid point. The historical perspective on it has been to create a percentage based on the distribution of calls and then assign X amount to the city, X amount to the townships, and then divide it out by the sections covered. Leary Township's perspective is we know this is going to create additional need from the department, etc. We would be willing to just do an addendum to the contract to pay a flat fee for picking up those extra sections so that the remainder of the contract remains untouched. And then once we've established further down the road, a call pattern on it, if we need to make adjustment, that would be a valid thing to do. When we talk about response times, we're acutely aware of that as well. And when we look at adding 1 mile to the traveling distance, we believe that we're still within acceptable response times. some of the issues that we're having with Madison Lake, their equipment is very old. The new equipment that they're looking at will not fit in their existing fire hall. They're short staffed, they're having a hard time getting people, and we're not getting the coverage that we need as it stands right now. You guys are setting a much higher bar for performance with the fire department, and even though we're adding a mile or a mile and a half to the response distance, we think that we're going to get better service from the Janesville Fire Department than we are from Madison Lake.
Kurt, I think at the moment our city council may have a problem here too, in that we're sitting with two board members here that are on the fire department, and they would not be able to vote on the issue. So we're not going to be able to establish a quorum at the present time.
Could I respectfully request that the council call for a fire board meeting for the month of June?
Hey, do we have one planned already?
I never get those dates right.
Yeah, we've got one planned, but I don't know the date.
I remember it in August. Sure. Yeah, that sounds like, you know, if we could get the townships in and have their input on it as well, I think that's a reasonable solution, and then you'll have the opportunity to perhaps appoint somebody to be seated by them. We have time to do it. You know, we were not looking to gain that coverage until the first of the year.
Is that something that we could discuss at the next fire board meeting? For some odd reason, I'm thinking it's June, but it might have been July. I don't know. But
August sounds right.
Did it? Okay.
I think it's February or August.
Is that right? Okay.
Do we think it's feasible?
Yeah, remember, we pick up a lot of lake coverage, too. A busy lake, you know, campground and all that. I don't know what the call out was out there, but if we're out there a lot, that takes us away from our primary city coverage. You know, we have our medical team out there.
Is Madison Lake more equipped for ice rescues than we
have? They have some more water rescue stuff than we do.
Yes.
And realistically, we'd both be out there just who's running the call. The way this looks, we're almost up to the landing in the lake area, right? This, right?
I hope I colored this correctly, I guess. I'm not sure.
We'd be just about to the...
But you'd be covering Lakeview Road, and that takes you down to the DNR landing. So that,
yeah,
that would be great part.
Even on the west side of the lake there, we come almost up to the campground there. We're only 50 feet offshore, I think, if I read it right, for the lake.
Well, then, you know.
But if
it's not reasonable to pick up 10 and 15, you know, we understand.
Are you counting the west part of the lake, or is that shaded because it's a city of Madison Lake?
Well, we've got two different colors on there. Clinton,
yeah.
You at my request, did the graphic here. And so the yellow highlighted area is the primary area that we're looking for coverage in. And I believe, I'm colorblind, but I believe the other is green, and that's just kind of optional.
Yeah, if you look great, that should be the northwest corner of what you're asking us to pick up. You're about less than a couple hundred feet from the point of the campground there.
Yeah.
From what?
Point, but, yeah.
The campground from the, what?
It's the other side of the Narrows.
Yeah.
That's not in that section.
Okay.
This map maybe shows a little better. I'm having a hard time seeing that also.
I'm part of the scanning and photocopy.
You're already doing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those colors are much darker
here.
Yeah.
Before photocopying, you know.
No. This section.
Yeah, but not like I said, it's way up to here. We require a couple of types too.
Well, we're looking at having Eagle Lake pick up this site.
How many homes do we currently service for the sections we have?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Gotcha.
You're going to pick up a lot more. Is it a possibility to make the lake itself Madison Lake's responsibility? If you're overlooking at a drowning incident or somebody through the ice, their response time is critical there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how we would address that.
It's not really feasible. It's per perception of how it goes.
Well, just because that's always what we've done doesn't mean we can't change it.
I don't think you'll get a warm and fuzzy from Madison Lake if you take coverage from this.
And expect them to do certain calls. Okay, so this is something that we can address at the meeting, or?
Yeah, and I can maybe do a little better with my magic marker. Maybe try to get a better diagram they can see.
Can we maybe see how many houses are
there? Yeah,
that?
Like that's what I meant, like how many house properties are there, things like that.
Okay. Property valuation.
Well, that. But that doesn't matter for us because it's not in our formula. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just that the houses over there are valued a lot more than they are here.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we will.
We're coming and see if there's any calls in that area there for a year or two in those sections. Give us some idea what we're working with there. I have no idea right now.
Yeah, right.
That makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get a little more information on that.
Is that good?
Good by me. Anybody else have anything to add?
Are you receptive to the idea of scheduling something before the August meeting? The fire board?
Yeah, we could.
We could. I don't know if we could just do it at a regular meeting night.
Yeah. We're going to have two in June and two in July.
Yep.
June 8th and June 22nd would be the June meetings.
Which meeting in July with the auditor?
They usually try to be the first meeting in July, but hard to say.
Okay. June 22nd, would we be able to get the information?
I honestly would rather be June 8th because I'm not here at the 10th to the 20th, and I don't know if I'd be able to help with anything with getting the info together. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Unless you guys want to do it.
June 8th it is, I guess.
Okay. June 8th?
Yep. Last thing we have is a visit from John Hansen.
Good evening. Thanks for your flexibility. I took a tour of the county over the last couple hours, and grateful that the sheriff department is not in the area, because I started at New Richland at 6:30 and then hustled to Waldorf, and I appreciate you guys being able to still be available. My intent tonight is to just provide information for you and to make you aware of a project that, and I'm going to use quotation marks, is finished after 3 years of work. And the reason why I use quotation marks is because I'd like to think that it's probably not ever formally finished, because it'll go constantly through changes and updates. And I'm going to hand you this, and you can keep those. That's however you want to use them. But just to give you a really quick background, I teach at Waseca. I grew up in Waseca. I've been back since 1991. I have a passion for local history and worked extremely hard to incorporate my students into a project that started out as just a tour of Waseca history, and some wonderful people at the city worked to get a grant, and then we worked with the school. So this has become a collaboration between multiple cities and schools and volunteers, and the county has basically said, we see value in this. And so the county has really just kind of shouldered this and said, we want to use this as a way to promote life in our county. And so ultimately we started with thinking, we just want to make this one tour of Waseca history. And then what we found out was, this is a platform of which that allows other tours. And it worked its way finally to a point of saying, let's use this to promote not just the wonderful histories of our four communities. So four of the tours are Waseca history, Janesville history, Waldorf history, and the Richland history. But beyond that, we also took a step and said, well, we've got the tours, it's no more, there's no limit on content, there's no limit on downloads, let's add more tours to promote elements of our county, to make life in our county highlighted through the set of tours in this app. And it's not only a website that is very user friendly and works very, very well as a website, it's also an app, and it's in the App Store, and you download it onto your phone. Because of the significant amount of content in it, it is a bit of a slow download at first, but then once it gets on your phone, it works fantastic. And so it now is at a point where we're really wanting to get it out there and make it available to people. And so I volunteered to say, I'll touch base with the different cities in the county. And so that's why I'm here tonight, is to share just really briefly about it. And I've worked already, Caitlin?
Caitlin, yep.
Thank you. I've worked with Caitlin already a little bit on this, but just to give you an update of the status of where it's at, and I don't know if you had a chance to even look at it at all. But besides the four history tours, it also includes tours of all the schools in the county. And it's not just kind of generic and vanilla. It's a number of images and websites and social media and even interviews with each of the principals of the 16 different county schools. And it's all GPS driven. So it's based on a map, and you go and you visit it, and you can, you know, ignore certain things or, you know, visit other kinds of things. So that's our schools. And then we also have an attractions and events. So it's everything from golf courses to libraries to bowling to community celebrations like Hay Days and Songs in the Park. Those are all tour stops on the attractions tour, of which there are 34 of those that we highlight in the county. And just meeting with Waldorf a little while ago, we need to have a 35th. Because we did not include Waldorf days, so now that's going to be on there.
Yep.
And that's the whole point of this, is that as more people visit it, hopefully, and use it, they may recognize, you know what, that's not exactly accurate, or this date's wrong, or whatever. I cannot be offended, hardly at all, let alone, I mean, please tell us. Our goal is to be accurate and thorough, and we want this valuable. And you guys, everybody knows that if a website is inaccurate, it loses its credibility and it loses its visits. And so we want this to be frequently updated and, you know, if there's an issue or a concern. So besides the four histories and the schools and the attractions, which includes, like I said, the golf courses, libraries, everything for attractions, there's 37 bars and restaurants in the county. I don't know if you knew that. I did not know that. I joke with my students when I teach my Waseca history class. In Waseca, we like our churches, our parks, and our bars. which I'm not sure what that says about us, but there are 37 on that tour, all scattered throughout the county, and each one of them has everything we could get from them, images, websites, social media, and then if you're using it on your phone, you tap a button and it navigates you to that destination. If you're on the history tour, two of our four history tours, if you have the app open with you within, if you get within a certain number of feet and you have a headphone in, the narration automatically begins. If you're walking or driving and you have your app open, it notifies you as soon as you're near one of the spots, whether it's a history tour spot or a park. It's a really cool, I think, and accommodates the people that aren't local, that maybe grew up here and want to still stay attached and they want to know more about it, or they have great memories of the Janesville history, whatever it might be. So there's 10 stops on the accommodations tour in the county, 29 stops on the shops, 33 churches in the county, and 25 different parks. And all of the parks have drone flyovers, as well as much information as we could gather to put in there for someone who wants to know more about the parks. And then there's also one on trails. So all of this is, to be truthful, information you could probably find somewhere out there, but it's now all in one place, and that's the beauty of it from our perspective. And so our intent is to, and the county's intent, which Commissioner Malter is here tonight as well, the county is basically saying, we value this, we're gonna own it, and we're gonna take care of the subscription cost of it, and those promotional to start with, that item. And I want to show you one other quick thing. The idea is that Caitlin will work to deliver those to every brick and mortar location on all of the tours. So if there's a shop in Janesville, a school in Janesville, a restaurant in Janesville, any place in Janesville that's a brick and mortar, she's going to deliver those with a holder so that they're there and available. And if there's an outdoor location, like on the history tours or on the park or whatever it might be, that wouldn't have a spot for those, there's this, which is basically serves the same purpose. It alerts people to that this location is on the tour, and you QR code it, and it takes you to the site/app. So I'll work with her to find out how many of these mm-hmm. that Janesville wants, and we'll order those, and then she and staff will work to put those up in the yep. way that works and how you guys want to do that. So the other thing would be, I'm not attached very often to Janesville social media, but social media is a huge way to communicate and get information out, for the most part, free of charge. So the county will work through its social media mechanisms, but each of the communities, it'll be up to them, but we'll give you access to everything you need and want if you want to highlight elements of it to promote within your own social media community. A whole lot of people, county, city, school, volunteers, Waseca Area Foundation, all people gave resources to build it. It's of no value if nobody uses it, right? So if it